Facebook Ethan McLeon.
Hello, do you speak English?
Yeah, Lou. Yeah, speaking English.
Hi, it's me, Girish, and I'm calling from BIS Research, a market research company. Basically, I'm working on a report that immersion cooling fluids for EV chargers. So, as Blue company has its own cable with liquid cooled charging cable. So just wanted to understand about this type of product which you are selling and the market behind it and different types of insights.
I will introduce someone to speak with about the specific information about this article. And his name is Roland Hoblin. Our specialist for marketing information about something you've asked for, I think he can help you as well.
Are you forwarding the call?
I will connect you with him. I wish you a great day and thank you for your call.
So when you will be forwarding the call? I thought that you will be forwarding right now.
Yeah, I will forward it right now.
Okay. Thank you. Hello.
Hey, this is Blaine.
Hey, hi. Good morning. Good morning, it's me, Girish. Yes, I'm calling from BIS Research, a business consulting firm based in India. So basically, I'm working on a report that immersion cooling fluids for EV chargers. So your colleagues have forwarded this call to you to have some information from you regarding your products, like liquid cooled charging cable. So can I ask you some questions? Like, so what about do you know any like the coolants and what are the how is the opportunities and the trends going on in this market for like liquid cooled charging cables?
Yeah, I try to give you the right answers.
Yeah, sure. So basically there are two types of cooling happens in EV chargers, right? Direct cooling and indirect cooling. So this liquid cooling comes under the direct cooling and indirect, right? So do you know this, what about the direct cooling penetration in this market?
I'm from the more technical, can I give you the answers? But we have a guy who's located in the Asia.
I can give you the phone number
and then you receive the better answers from him.
Okay. No worries. Just one question for you, that let me give a brief idea to you. What am I doing? I'm working, means I'm rewriting a report for like immersion cooling fluids market for EVs, specific to EV chargers, right? So yeah. I'm forecasting the market till 2030 with the different cooling types, air cooling and liquid cooling for EV chargers. So as for my information, that air cooling is prominent in the EV chargers compared to the liquid cooling, right?
We work only with liquid cooling by the coolant chargers cable.
Okay, but right now air cooling is most mostly used compared to liquid cooling, right?
I don't know really.
Okay, okay. And do you use dielectric coolant or immersion cooling fluid for liquid cooling?
We cooled directly in the cores and in the plug.
What type of coolant you use? Means whether it is a water or a glycol like that?
Yeah. It's a type between water and glycol.
Okay. Okay. Fine. So, may I ask you the questions specific to different regions? Means where this type of liquid cool connectors are most probably used? Means whether it is in US or in Europe, like Germany, countries like that? Do you know anything about that? Means where it is mostly used?
It depends on the manufacturer. Some have a water glycol type, or other have with oil.
Okay.
That's cooling medium.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I'm considering the market share for right now for air cooling about 95%, and for liquid cooling I'm considering 5% only, because of the less penetration of liquid cooling products, and the market is emerging rapidly right now. And I guess that after 10 or 20 years, liquid cooling will be the dominant one compared to the air coolings, because of the efficiency, right?
Yeah, for the fast chargers will be coming soon, the liquid cooling cables and plugs.
Okay, only for fast chargers, right? For
yeah.
More than,
yeah.
What about the range of kilowatt range, whether it is greater than 100 kilowatt chargers or 150?
About 500 up to 3000.
Okay, 3000. Do you know how much coolant like is used in a single charger in liters?
No, I don't know it. It depends on the length in the chargers unit,
mm-hmm.
and also of the cable length.
Okay. Okay, fine. Yeah, so, and after, you know that liquid cooling has its two types, indirect cooling and direct cooling, you know? And direct cooling is like your, the products, power electronics products are submerged in a coolant and they get cooling in that. And indirect cooling is like that, you can consider like coolants are circulated through a pipes and they cool the electronics part. So, I know there are some challenges in the direct cooling, but will the direct cooling dominate in the upcoming years? What do you say?
Yes, I think that the build the future of the cooling cables.
Okay. So, which country is dominating in this market, as per your point of view? US, Canada, Germany, France?
Germany, it's the most competitive market actually.
Okay. After Germany, UK, France, or Italy? What do you say?
More Scandinavian.
Okay.
Scandinavian, the second part, and then we'll. We don't know it actually. What is the next one?
Okay. Okay, apart from connectors, where this liquid cooling is used. I mean, I know that most probability or highly it, this cooling, liquid cooling is used in connectors, but what about the other electrons part, like DC-DC converter, AC-DC converter, which are used to convert the AC current to DC current for DC chargers, DC fast chargers?
Only on DC fast chargers.
Okay. Okay. And I just wanted to validate one thing from your side, that as I have told you earlier, that I have divided liquid cooling into indirect cooling and direct cooling, and I'm giving indirect cooling about 99.2% market share and direct cooling 0.8%, because direct cooling is not used as much as like indirect cooling right now, or it is
direct cooling have you the better results with the average.
Yes. How much the efficiency difference do you see difference in the cooling and direct cooling? Means what is the difference? Means whether it is 10%, 15% more than that?
I don't know.
Okay. But and do you know anything about the future, where the future lies for this type of technologies? Want to share your insights on that? Anything?
At the moment, no.
Okay. Your good name? Please?
Sorry?
Your name, please?
Helbling. HELBLENG.
Okay. Please tell me your mail ID. I will give you the expert's copy or the executive summary of this report once it gets published from our side, as a token of gratitude for your contribution towards this report.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, the mail address is Roland.
Can you please spell it out? Would you please tell me from starting?
R. O.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
L.
Mm-hmm.
A.
Mm-hmm.
N
mm-hmm.
D point
okay.
point
Helbling.
Yes. Can you spell it out?
At broke.com.
Helbling. Can you spell it out? It's
H-E-L B L ING.
Okay. At the rate?
At Brook. brook.com.
Okay then, Helbling, I will mail you the executive summary after the report get published.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can I contact with you if I have any doubts while working on the report in 1 to 2 days for just validating the numbers from your side?
Yeah, but we have also a guy in Asia that can you give more information.
As per the we discussed, I think you have good understanding of this market, and I don't know whether he or she will be able to answer like you, but yeah, I will definitely call you if in the 1 to 2 days. Can I have your numbers or shall I call on this number specifically?
Yes, you can try with the same number.
Okay, then. Have a good day.
Yeah,
Bye.
thank you.
Bye.
Same.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yes, bye.